From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, milk. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesky. It's Wednesday, June 25th, 2008. So what are we going to try to milk here? How about this? Sitting in the studios when we came in is the latest issue of Ebony Magazine. I don't know how it got here. But as I was leafing through Ebony Magazine, I got to page 4. And there's this ad for Budweiser. Only it's not for Budweiser. It is Budweiser's attempt to reach the African-American community. At Anheuser-Busch, we're proud to help celebrate the heritage of all African-Americans. But more importantly, we hope to inspire the kings and queens in all of us. So what they have done is they have a website called AfricanAmericanBud.com, and they have portraits of great African kings and queens. And I was saying, this just seems like the shortest meeting ever. Hey, what do we do for African-American community outreach? I don't know. Let's see. We're Budweiser, Clydesdales. No, we're the king of beers. King! Africa, kings! Africa is kings! Okay, there we go. Print it. Could it have taken much longer than that?
I think it's a smarter move to put Serena Williams on the cover, basically.
Yeah, well, Ebony...
like a hot supermodel there.
Ebony knows what to put on the cover. It's this Africa... I went to the website. There's a lot of pictures of kings like Hannibal, who's actually from Tunisia, part of Africa. But then you have the whole North Africa, South Africa split. I've gone down that African king rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we will be talking about a lot of things. None of it the latest issues of Ebony. Iran, Iraq, the candidates talk about foreign policy challenges in those countries. They talk about that a lot. But last we heard, there are a couple other countries out there. There are more foreign policy issues than what to do with Iran and Iraq. And we thought you might like to hear more about that.
Also, Tony Soprano's shirts, Jeff Kerouac's ashtray, both likely smell of tobacco. Both are among the detritus of the stars available at the Christie's Pop Culture Auction. We're going to hear about all sorts of stuff that we think is pretty cool, but we're probably not going to buy it.
Detritus of the stars. I like it. And our very own Dan Pashman has spent weeks delving into the world of raw milk. We will milk him for his knowledge. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. Justice Department officials broke the law. That's according to an internal report by the department's own Inspector General and Ethics Office that was released yesterday.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston summed up the issue like this.
If you are a young lawyer trying to get a career job at the Justice Department, there are two ways to get in, either through the Honors Program or the Summer Law Intern Program. And according to this report, ever since the beginning of the Bush administration in 2002, to get through that door, you probably needed to be a Republican.
The problem is that making those hires based on political leanings is a violation of department policy and federal law.
The report says young lawyers whose resumes lean to the left were shut out of key job interviews, while those who lean to the right had a much better shot at getting hired. In 2002, 15 of 18 perceived liberal candidates were rejected, while every single conservative candidate was accepted.
The inspector general said those involved in the screening denied using politics to judge applicants. U.S. Attorney General Michael Mukasey says the practice was changed in 2007 and says he'll accept all the report's additional recommendations.
This is just one of several internal Justice Department investigations that stem from the firings of several U.S. attorneys in 2006. Those dismissals were allegedly motivated by politics, and the scandal helped bring down former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
One of those fired U.S. attorneys, David Iglesias, has a new book out. Last week on The Daily Show, he talked about why he thinks he was let go.
What happened is they wanted us to file politically oriented prosecutions instead of just doing what our normal job is, which is enforce federal law. It wasn't that explicit or vulgar, but what they did do is want us to file voter fraud prosecutions when the evidence wasn't there beyond a reasonable doubt.
Meanwhile, one former interim U.S. attorney who did file those voter fraud prosecutions may be investigated for allegedly lying to Congress about it. Bradley Schlotzman has yet to comment on those charges.
As for Iglesias, the evangelical conservative says he's a bit disillusioned with the Republican Party.
He used a Star Wars kind of image. I thought I was working with the Jedi Knights and I was working for the Sith Lords.
Maybe he was actually let go for being a little too nerdy for the Justice Department. Just a theory. You could go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Matt Martinez.